Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi, covering the subject of marketing management. This is chapter 5 on marketing information system, also known as MIS. We have our objective set for ourselves that we will understand what is MIS, the need for it, and the components of MIS we will try to understand quickly. So let's have the basic understanding. See, it's very essential for the marketers to retain his customers. To retain his customers, he need to know more about his customers. Therefore, it is essential to build the database of customers. Not only the demographic database, but then the behavioral database. In today's digital era, a lot of real-time data is getting generated, which is what gives you the behavioral pattern of the consumer. So, behavioral data needs to be generated. Perceptions also becomes inevitable for you to know, which requires a primary research, and that data is fed in and provides you a useful information for the subsequent decision making. MIS is therefore plays a very significant role in the success of any marketing functions. Data is available to the company in many formats. The sources are plenty. Collation is important. Analysis is important. Use is critical for decision making. So that's the basics of what is MIS is all about. So MIS ultimately ensures that the data is sorted or segregated in a proper manner for its systematic reuse. It's preserved so that it can be used by the people of the organization to make necessary decision. The crux of MIS is it should facilitate decision making, nothing else. You're having a data and then using it for just basic presentation, basic discussions, etc. No meaning. It should lead to the proper necessary decision. It should facilitate decision making by giving you a lot of analyzed database-based information. So let's understand the meaning and definition of what is MIS. Very well said. Information system is the one that supports the managerial decision making by supplying relevant information whenever it is required. So managerial decision making, supply of information whenever it is required. So MIS determines information needed by the managers, gathers it. So once you determine what is needed, it gathers it, sorts it in a systematic manner, provides an analytical tools so that the manager can analyze it. It also stores the information and later distributes the relevant information in a timely manner whenever required for decision making. So that's the meaning of MIS. Decision making process. Let's understand the decision making as a process. You of course require a database for that first, and what the database is required for. It is there for you to plan, and it helps you to do planning in various aspects. So data enables you to know what you have, where you stand, etc. And then based on that, so when I say that data, what you have means what is my market share, what is my market volume, which region I am strong, which region I am weak. All that is the data when analyzed gives you the information. Information for effective control. So after you do the planning, you get into the control, and data is also used for setting the control parameters. So parameters, which is in terms of marketing objectives, in terms of zonal targets, in terms of regional targets, profitability targets, etc., are the tools that helps you to control. And then when they are divided into monthly, quarterly, etc., then one can measure who's going well, who's laggards, and where you need to drive your energy to, etc. So it's an effective control tools also. The information is for creating records. Information enables you to create record per customer, record per region, record per zone, etc. So that record facilitates your getting a picture of what was the status and what is it now. And then once you know that if there is any gap, you are able to then take the corrective actions. So not only control, but knowing the current state versus what is the old state, and then helps you to take the corrective steps. So planning needs the data. So all planning is like forward path that you develop based on the past data, control, and then have the records. Records is like a one-to-one comparison in the time series kind of thing, and that enables you to know what needs to be helped with. So that's what is the importance of decision making process. So why there is that MIS is needed in the first place? There is a very beautiful model by George Kress. He is given this as a model. Let's go in the bottom first. Overall user needs an information. So I as a manager needs now I'm sitting on a planning to plan my next marketing plan. I want to know what is the my market status in southern region. So there is an MIS facilitator. who is like kind of, I am coordinating with, yani, though is like a entity, not necessarily physical present in front of you and this thing, it's like a, he facilitates, yani, because he is the one who's coordinating on various data collection, sorting, etc. Then there is an access to data that is given to you. Now this data comes from where? Data comes from the internal sources, data comes from the external sources. You may have done some past market research data is also feeding into your database. And with the help of the software capability, that is the speed and, you know, network ability, etc., you are able to then generate analytics. And analytics is nothing but the inferred information out of the database. And that analytics will help you to take finally a decision, which is one of your marketing P gets decided, say, based on this. So what should be your pricing methods? What should be your, you know, marketing strategy for tapping the market in particular zone or area, etc. So that where should you have your dealerships, etc. So that is the place related things. And what promotion was successful in the past? So whether you carry it forward or not. So that's how the George Kress model, when kept in front of you, gives you the idea about the need for MIS, how the MIS can be of utility to a marketing manager. Advantage of MIS, it facilitates the conversion of a raw data into meaningful information. Just having a sales, just having the revenue, just having the cost data, etc., is no meaning. And only when the revenue minus cost is done, you get a profitability. This is just a very simple example. What I'm trying to tell you is just having a raw data is not sufficient. It should be converted into a meaningful information. So MIS advantage is it provides you that meaningful information. Information that is offered to you in a very structured format enables you to interpret the data information very well and then make the necessary decision. If information is available to you in a very stray manner, then it's like you will have to spend a lot of time to make a meaning out of it. While MIS guy facilitates and representation of information in a, such a meaningful manner that you are able to interpret it well. Retrieve the information as and when needed. Because of a network connectivity, IT and all this thing, backbone, and the availability of a data for MIS purposes 24/7. So that's the one advantage. You get your data when you want. Classify the information according to the purpose. It also, classification is very important structurally in the IT this thing. So that whenever you need a data and you seek the data, it is categorized in that manner so that you are able to retrieve the data for your current need for assessment, interpretation, meaningful assessment, etc. So these are the advantages that we have seen. The limitation of MIS, of course, is there. Human interface or the face, to-face dialogue, there is no replacement to that. You have done your analysis, you arrived at certain things, but then you must discuss among yourself. The leaders, the managers should discuss with subordinate, discuss with peer, equivalent levels, maybe with higher levels, etc. Then only arrive at certain final decisions. The data from the system needs verification. So everything that is in the MIS, there is no this thing guarantee that it is a genuine data. A lot of verifications and all are needed by you before you really start interpreting and, you know, taking your decision on it. Manual control is sometimes necessary. Data is a sensitive information. All data need not be available to everyone within the organization, and therefore many times the control is needed, who should get what data, etc. Nowadays it's good, even the IT enables that. Based on login itself, there is a authorization given. So if I log in as Ashish Vihathi, then I can only access a particular level of data. I cannot access probably profitability data, I cannot accept the cost data, etc. So that kind of this thing is nowadays possible. Flexibility of information is needed. It should not be in a such a manner that I am not able to get it the way I want. The flexibility is this thing, which is not the case necessarily with MIS. Yes, today, like in IT, is like breaking even that limitations, and a lot of real-time moldable data structures are available so that you are able to get data the way you want and information the way you want. Continuous upgradation and feed is necessary. So simultaneously you have a past data, but data also needs to be fed in regularly. So you are doing sales every day, you are generating revenue, market is turning around every day, month, etc. Now whether this data is updated regularly or not, that makes the MIS very relevant for you. If that is not the case, this is one of the limitations, yes, because it's not possible that on a real time every data can be updated. that could be one limitation, the training required for its utilization. All said and done, with so much of an investment done in IT and MIS, etc., very often managers, the managerial staff, etc., they fail to utilize the power for decision making. Random decisions are taken. And now this requires a lot of investment also in the training and continuous training, because there is going to be a turnaround of the many people, yani, who leave with the organization. So that's where an investment is necessary. So this is one of the limitations of MIS. Let's understand the concept of MIS. It's a data-driven system, ultimately data-driven inference-based output for your decision-making. So you have an input, which is internal, external and internal information pulled in by you, then you process it. Yani. The process is like classifying, sorting, indexing and enabling the retrieval of the data. Finally, the output is format-based information interpreted in a manner that the decision can be taken. So that's an output. And there is always a loop, yani, which is a feedback is given to the system heads, yani, so that he improvises, he adjusts, so information intakes are improved, etc. So it's a data-driven, interpretation-based decision-making model. So having understood this, four key components of the MIS systems are in front of you: internal report systems, marketing intelligence, marketing research, and marketing models. And you see that cross between them, they all are interlinked with each other. Yani. That enables you to really pull out a lot of strategic information for the decisions. Decisions again are of three types. Strategic decisions, you take a strategic decision, whether to enter market, not to enter market, whether to drop price, not to drop price, etc. Control decisions, so you have a market objective, market estimation, you have no zone-wise, region-wise, this thing. So now those data are now in front of you. So you monitor actual versus target, etc. So it's a controlling decisions. You have execution plan, launch plan, rollout plan. So all these things will help you to have the control on what is happening. And operational decisions, and there are few then operational aspects, whether those decisions also need certain marketing information, those also need certain database market MIS system. So that's what, and they again loop it with the environment, and then environment based intakes are again taken as a data in your internal report system, etc. So that's how the overall MIS is structured, as you can see. We will now get into understanding each components, but before that, the various activities carried out by MIS team includes information discovery, from where will you get what, collection, then you collect them, collation by sorting, by classifying, etc., validation of the data, and then finally filtration, so you store and then you allow the filtration, this thing to the people, and which data you keep, which data you need not keep. The data that needed to be kept is stored in the database, and then transmit whenever somebody needs it for analysis purpose. So transmit and dumping means, and it comes into my area for analysis. If I sort of data of last 5-10 years of sales, last 10 years of market share or something like that, prices of my product in last 5 years, etc. So then the data come to me for my analysis. So this is a aspect that a MIS team has to do. Capabilities are expected from MIS of the company, well equipped for the storage and retrieval of the data. It should have a capability not only to store but retrieve the data. Storage is a space that is required, retrieval is a speed of the system that is expected. Able to generate standards and ad hoc reports. Manager's tasks will be facilitated if there are a lot of standardized reports and ad hoc formats are available to him, so that he doesn't have to get into creating the format, etc. So expectation is that system is able to provide templatized reports as expected by the managers, able to provide formatted analysis reports. So as I said, a templatized report is also made available, demonstrates high quality of graphics, etc. Information merely as a data information is not really helpful to interpret and take decisions. People, we are used to getting a trend through a graphs only, etc. So if the graphical representation can be facilitated, it will be much more better. So that is also nowadays expectation. Able to integrate all the major functional components of MIS together. So that's why you saw that cross. So not only internal data, market research data, market intelligence data, they are collectively able to integrate into one required solid information. So that's what it, collective integration is also very critical aspect of the MIS capability that is expected. Factors for an effective MIS: centralized system with excess of information. And so to make your MIS effective, there has to be a centralized system. And so everything is centralized, where right from data selection, storing to retrieval, formatting, etc., is done at a one location. It has a decision support system, DSS, or many times it is called as a MDSS, managerial decision support system, where there are certain models available, gaming theory or those kind of models are available. So for certain advanced strategic decision, these are the modules that is made available. If used, it really gives you a better perspective, and therefore you are able to take a sound decision. Compatibility with the business environment. So it should have a compatibility with the business environment, means if your business is highly competitive, your MIS also needs to be highly real time, this thing. So anything happening in the market, it is able to draw your attention much faster, and you are able to therefore take required action, corrective action as the case may be. Flexible, economical and efficient. Efficiency is like the entire structural this thing, which will throw the data fast, analyze it fast, retrieve the fast, format it fast, report it fast, etc. Economical is like overall it should store the entire this thing in a more cost effective manner, and ROI on it is supposed to be better. So then the economy part sets in. Flexibility is like it should not be very rigid, this can be done, this can't be done, etc. So high flexibility is expected, that makes your MIS effective. Being selective and functionally supportive is the crux of any good MIS. I mean, I should be able to select what I want. I should get my functional supports, and so as a marketeer, I need a lot of data on my sales, revenue, price, cost points, vis-a-vis competition data, etc. So it should functionally support me. Then I want to analyze my price trend, their price trend. I want to then join both the data and see that whether my price change has resulted favorable this thing to me vis-a-vis competition or not, etc. So that's what the functionality support is all about. And are you able to do that? Then yes, your MIS is very effective. Else you will have to manually pull the data and do your structuring and then arrive at your decision. So which requires time. This is basic MIS basics and subclassifications. This is how generally any MIS of a corporate gets say classified. Not necessarily this is the only format, but like strategic data is there, business information data is there, performance business planning based data, competition and functional data, under which I have given you points for you to understand. Strategic means environmental, industry specifics to competition. Business performance means everything to do with your annual SBU wise sale, profitability, etc. Business planning is like status, work, order status, work in progress, inventory and all. Competition is the entire thing about the competition, and functional is like production, sales, marketing, customer service based, HR, supply chain based data. So that's how the structure of MIS is generally done. Components of MIS, so we now study each component, the four major components we have seen, we will study them individually. So internal report system has an internal source of data, sales record, your generated invoice will immediately translate into MIS feed because that's a sale which has happened. Distribution reports, how much you have distributed, so that distributor invoice will give you the distribution updates. Purchase records, what has been purchased, transport data, goods movement, material movement, truck movement, and then interpretation thereof when you do it. So which route is profitable, which route is not profitable, so many things can be then figured out. Review meets, wherein analysis are developed. So there are weekly, monthly or quarterly review meets which happen. There also a lot of analysis that has been done. If that is stored in a right manner, then that is retrieved by the functional people when required. Annual report of the company, info during investor meets are shared. All this, if it is pulled into your internal report system, it makes your internal report system more relevant, rugged and utility, worth it. More automated your systems are, more systematic your data gathering could be. So automation helps you. Now, the moment an invoice is generated, if somebody has to manually punch it, then that is a drag. But the moment an invoice is issued, your real-time update in the sales also takes place. So then that's the automated system advantage. Intelligence system, marketing intelligence system means you have a two level to operate, customer intelligence and competitor intelligence. Customer intelligence is to do with everything about your customers, whether they are buying more from us, they are buying less from us, or there is substitution happening at customer end. So how customer business is going, etc. Is it growing? It is declining. So those aspects come under the customer intelligence. Competitor intelligence is to do with the entire aspects of competition. What is their sales? What is the growth? What is their market share? Their zonal, regional, state level market share. So those kind of ideas will enable you their price points and whether at those price points they were able to garner more sales or not, etc. So a lot depends on their margin, profit, etc. So this is what competitors intelligence is all about. Of course, when you say intelligence, the source of information are plenty. You must have your ears to the ground, including the network tapping is also done to gather such kind of a competitor intelligence. I have listed for you some of the customer intelligence and competitor intelligence, customer profile, preferences, transactional history, past trend, referrals, demographics of the customers and all. Competition is like their SWOT, the strategies, tactics, price, pricing trends, market share. I have discussed this geographical market. So this is how the data are structured and collected and retrieved for your doing the necessary decision making analysis. Marketing research, that's the third area through which a lot of analyzed data is made available to you. So independent variable and dependent variable. Independent variables, as we say, are the marketing mix, which is a controllable in your hand. These are the things that you can control. It has a relevance to the situational factors, which is uncontrollable. That is demand, for competition, legal, political environment, etc. So we have seen this before. Dependent variables are the behavioral response. So that is awareness, knowledge, liking, etc. These are all those dependent variable. Now, dependent variable is something which is not available to you either through an internal record, etc. That's where the marketing research comes. Behavioral trends, preference changing, etc. So those things are the areas where marketing research helps you. So dependent variable to your market are studied using the marketing research techniques. Performance measures are many, and sales, market share, profit, cost, return on investment, etc. So research plays a role in helping you to know what is happening with your dependent variables. The behavior is changing in your favor, behavior is changing against you, and accordingly then you should take the requisite corrective steps. The changing need, changing wants, changing desires, all those things, way you do your segmentation. Again, if you have a better behavioral and lifestyle understanding, then you are able to do better segmentation. So that's where the marketing research plays a role. Marketing models, as I told you, DSS, decision support system, or management decision support system, etc. This is all that marketing models. They analyze the extracted data in a particular way, convert this into a format of information which a manager takes the right decision. Marketing decision support system, MDSS, consists of gaming theory or regression model. Simple, I am making it simple for you to understand. It has a various statistical models available, queuing model, there are gaming theory, all these things are there in that system. You extract your data information, feed into this models, and you get your outcome. So database is there, you use the model, pull your information into that. So regression is used, as I told you earlier, for the demand estimation. So you do your regression analysis by putting, or say trend analysis by putting past data, use the trend analysis model, and then get your ultimate forecast for the demand. So that's how the marketing model, which is already a component of your MIS, is utilitarian for you. So friend, in this chapter we have understood the entire concept of management information system, MIS. Thank you.